NBC News Radio. I'm Scott Carr. Over 70 million are under winter weather alerts as a winter storm rolls across the eastern U.S. Forecasters predict snow and freezing rain in parts of Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas today. They're warning of power outages from the southeast to the mid-Atlantic. The National Weather Service in Atlanta says parts of northern and central Georgia could also see damaging winds, knocking down trees and power lines. Snow is predicted as far south as Memphis, Charlotte, and Atlanta. A 10-hour hostage standoff Saturday at a Texas synagogue ended with the hostages safe and the gunman dead. The standoff started during services at the congregation Beth Israel in Colleyville near Fort Worth and lasted through the day until an elite FBI hostage rescue team out of Quantico, Virginia moved in. A Pakistani woman who may have triggered the standoff says she has no involvement with the suspect. The woman was convicted for trying to kill U.S. officers in Afghanistan in 2010 and is now being held in a Texas prison. The man who held the hostages Saturday called for her release. Tennis champion Novak Djokovic is being deported from Australia. Jim Forbes has details.
The world's number one tennis star is the defending champion at the Australian Open and was scheduled to play his first round match Monday night. Today, three federal court judges upheld a government order issued Friday that would cancel Djokovic's visa on public interest grounds. The 34-year-old Serb is not vaccinated against COVID-19 and will be detained in Melbourne until he's deported. The country's immigration minister says his visa was canceled on the grounds that his presence may be a risk to public health.
Police in Miami-Dade confirmed the shooting death of rapper Wavy Navy Pooh.
That's why they
Police investigators say the 27-year-old, whose name is Chandler Bobian, died Friday afternoon in a drive-by shooting across from the entrance to Zoo Miami. A woman and two young children were with Bobian when he was shot. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.